I used to watch for it, and I'd hear it coming. I'd go out and check on it when I heard it coming, you know. It made a lot of noise. Old steam engine, Old Buck, we called it, Old Buck. They parked it at Titusville at night, and then in the morning they'd crank it up and they'd go to New Smyrna with it. Whatever they had to bring back, they'd load it up and bring it back. Yeah, there was a depot there. On 46, there was a train depot. There were side tracks, and the train would leave empty cars there during the winter and the fruit season. They'd leave empty cars. We had, at the time, we had three packing houses in Mims. The Mims Citrus Exchange was one at the north end, and then the Blue Goose next to 46. And then the Tree Gold was the next one, right next to that. The first one, there's a man, a retired fire chief from New York City, came here and started Nevin's Fruit Company. He originated it. And then J.J. Parrish, he was the first one. There's a third one now. There was J.J. Jr., he was a lawyer. And then now this one, there's one left they call J.J. Third. They had two sections of packing house there, that, like two packing houses actually. They used a lot of water and everything. They'd fill these pits up with water, you know, to float the fruit in. And then they'd have ranchers to ranch it off, you know, and it all goes away. They dump it all out at the end of the shift. Well, they had a thin paper, like if a thin paper, it was a good paper. It was stronger than a newspaper. It was in squares, and these packers, usually women, mostly women, they were real fast at that, you know. They throw that orange in that paper and wrap it up, stick it in there, and depend on how many. The size depend on how many you put in a box, and you had to pack them just right, you know, had to get the right pattern in there to get the right amount of fruit in there and look good when you got through with it. And they used to pack the fruit in wood cartons, and they nailed the top of them. They'd nail a board across the top, and it's about enough for a man to handle, you know, that box. And would hand truck them out up the ramp into the boxcar, and there's a man in the boxcar that would stack them properly in the boxcar and nail flaps on them to keep them from moving around. Then they had ice bunkers in the ends of the cars, and they put ice in there. That's about the operation at the packing house.